McCarthy will turn over January 6 footage to all media. By Pam Key on March 12, 2023. Representative Michael McCaul, RTX, said on Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, assured him he is planning to give access to the January 6, 2021 security footage to the entire media. Partial transcript as follow. Margaret Brennan, I got a lot to get to with you today. But I want to start where I just left off with those very strong remarks from Mike Pence last night. Do you want to associate yourself with what he said? Rep. McCaul, let me just say Vice President Pence exercised moral clarity and judgment that day by doing his constitutional responsibility, authenticating the votes and counting them. He avoided a major constitutional crisis that day. As you know, I voted for certification. That is our constitutional role, not to overturn state-certified ballots. So I agree. I mean, look, there was a dark, dark day. And I think people will be history will judge everyone by what they did that day. Margaret Brennan, it was a pretty strong condemnation of Donald Trump, who he hasn't directly taken on like that before. But it's also back in the news very much, Chairman, because it was the Speaker of the House who gave those 41,000 hours of surveillance video access to Fox News, which then has used a recasting of the events trying to sanitize it, trying to whitewash history. Do you think it was a mistake for Republican leadership to strike this deal with Tucker Carlson? That is who Mike Pence was talking about? McCaul, well, I know Kevin McCarthy has turned all the videotape over to Fox News. He has given me assurance, he's going to turn it over to the entire media, I think. I believe in the Fourth Estate freedom of press, and I think the American people deserve to see all the footage from that day. And all the footage is not going to be, you know, tourism at the Capitol. It's going to show a very dark, tragic day that I witnessed firsthand, that included our Capitol police being assaulted, 140 of them injured, two pipe bombs. One Capitol police officer killed, and a protester killed. That's not a good day. And I think it should have been prevented had we had good intelligence that day beforehand. And look, I support law enforcement, like this DC crime bill we were passing. I support law enforcement everywhere, especially at the United States Capitol. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.